Well, welcome back, everybody.
Yeah.
It's time to talk about politics, everybody's favorite topic.
Anybody that first of all, I want to give a little bit of a disclaimer.
Well, that's true. We should probably introduce where we lie on the political spectrum before we get into anything, so people know.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a good idea. So people, I mean, you guys, anyone listening who, I mean, who knows? Maybe nobody will listen, but if anyone does come across this, it would be nice for them to know what they're getting into.
Probably so.
So I'm coming from a I'm coming from like a pretty, I don't know. I don't really want to use the word conservative because I think that word has really been hijacked, especially over the past few years.
Yeah.
I think people's understanding of what the word conservative means has been greatly skewed. So I'm coming from a more traditional background, I guess. I fall under, I don't know. I'm so sick of both political parties. I don't know. As far as voting goes, I'm just going to vote for whoever I agree with the most. But as far as ideology goes, I definitely fall more under the libertarian category, constitutional libertarian, if that makes sense
No, I
at
totally get
all.
what you're saying. So I come, I think, from a pretty similar background to yours. Very conservative evangelical background. And then in more recent times, I've kind of, I don't know, both the conservative side and the liberal side have, I don't know, I guess I've kind of washed out with. So I've gone a little bit more towards libertarian as far as an ideology. And to clarify, there's a difference between the libertarian political party and the libertarian and a libertarian ideology.
Absolutely.
And I would not call myself an anarcho-capitalist, which would basically be somebody that believes capitalism should run the country and not a government. But I definitely do question the need for a state. Just a I question the existence of the government we have, at least in its current form. I definitely push for any time we can let capitalism rule instead of government, that it should.
Yeah, and I think I definitely agree on some of that. I still have a firm belief in what the founders wanted for the country, because I think, this is the country is called the United States of America, right? The original intention was to have these free states that had one small government that they got together to talk about larger issues about. But for the most part, it was up to the states to decide, what the laws should be, and everything was, I mean, the entire founding, I believe, was founded on the individual and on people's self-responsibility and self-reliance and being able to make their own decisions.
And I definitely agree with a lot of that. And it ultimately comes down to personal responsibility, which I think is definitely, I think we both agree there, is that
Oh,
that's
absolutely.
ultimately what we believe in.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
And I don't know. And also, just to clarify, take everything we say with a grain of salt, or at least
Yes,
what I say
please.
with a grain of salt, because I'm definitely still trying to figure this stuff out. And that's a lot of what this podcast is about, is us trying to figure these things out, trying to listen to what people have to say, and just trying to, I don't know, figure things out in the world, because it's confusing.
Yeah,
But
no,
we'll
definitely.
figure it out.
Yeah, same for me. A lot of things, I'm just going to warn you right now, a lot of things that I'm going to say, I may accidentally say in a way that sounds like that I just absolutely know, like that I think that I absolutely know what I'm talking about, and I could be totally wrong on a lot of things.
Yes. He's always wrong. I'm just kidding.
I'm just merely stating my opinions and my understanding of the Constitution and what I think of the world around me. I'm also trying to just figure things out as I go, 'cause you know what? Life is confusing. Life is hard, man.
Yep. It really is.
Life is weird. People are weird.
It's true, though. It's true. And, it's especially hard when we have so much information thrown at us at once. So. Oh, and also to clarify, if. Anyone listening, if you have a completely polar opposite opinion to what we have, that is awesome. We would love to hear from you guys, because we want to know what you guys think too.
Absolutely.
So this is not an echo chamber. We want to hear opinions different than ours, and even if we disagree with you, we still want those opinions.
Sure. And look, as far as like traditional conservatism goes, like I still really agree with that and like that. But if we happen to have you know, someone that's a liberal or you know, a socialist, you know, listening, look, I completely, absolutely disagree with you, but I am really tired of people hating each other because of different political philosophies. I think that the worst thing for our country right now is people hating each other so much.
Yes.
Because we happen to disagree on policy. I think that's absolutely stupid.
Yep. I 100% agree. So
especially with this past, I hate to bring up, you know, sore wounds for people, but especially after the 2016 presidential election here in the U.S., I think we're seeing some of the greatest division that we've seen in a really long time in this country, and it's really important that we understand the importance of not hating each other. I think that most of us want the same basic things for people.
Mm-hmm.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We may just disagree on what those words mean and how we do that, but I think we should be able to, you know, sit down and have a normal, friendly conversation about it instead of screaming at each other, you know, behind screens on the internet.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
So, I'm already starting with something that could be taken as offensive, but I go to a GASP Christian university.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Check your privilege, Lucas. Check your privilege.
I'm sorry. I'm an evangelical white Christian male. So I'm just going to warn you now.
We'll discount your opinion now. It's okay.
Yeah. So I think a lot of people just turned their ears off and are just hearing me go, blah, 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 Christianity, blah.
No, I mean, I guess if you've probably made it this far, I mean, you're probably committed to this episode anyway, so.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully. You know what? So I'm going to a private Christian university, and I think it's a really great school. I'm just finishing some of my midterms of my first semester. I'm enjoying it so far, starting to make some friends, and that's great. So there's a student paper on campus, and I was going to try to not say the name.
I'm sorry.
In order to protect the innocent.
All right, we'll cut that out.
Yeah.
We'll add a little bleep.
Yeah. So at this school, I try to read the student paper every once in a while just cuz I love, you know, media. I especially love newspapers cuz my dad has worked in the newspaper industry for about as long as I can remember. And so I came across this article in the student paper, and the title is Gun Control and Active Shooter Response Training. And I gotta say, I'm kind of up in arms, pun intended, about this article.
So I think what we're gonna do. So I've read like half of this article. I got halfway through it, and I was like, "All right, you know what we're gonna do? Let's actually just read through this live, like while we're recording, and then I think we'll have you and I just like comment on it as we read it."
Sure.
And kind of just have our perspectives on both our opinions on this article and how we think the response to gun control and dealing with active shooter situations should be.
Yeah, sounds good.
Cool. Let's see. So it opens up with some comments from students, and I'll actually get to those at the end. But I'll go ahead and just kind of go line by line here, and we'll get into it. So, it starts out, no news is usually good news in some cases. In other cases, like the Vegas shooting, most news was bad news. The country was devastated at the injustice that occurred right at our front door. What was even scarier was that it was one man, only one, who followed through with this intricate plan at the most unexpected time. So much preparation for such a sudden moment that will impact modern history for generations. It's crazy to even think about. All right, so I don't know. We'll start there, and that's not even getting into too much there. But as far as setting up this story, the last sentence there, the writer goes into it, says it's a sudden moment that will impact modern history for generations. I think the sad truth is that this won't. This won't be that impactful. This will impact families for several generations, but it will not impact history for generations, because this is another shooting. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, stuff like this is starting to happen more and more often. Mm-hmm. And in the past, you know, couple decades, we've, you know, there have been major shootings, and, you know, it's horrible. It's always horrible when it happens. It's terrible. A lot of people, especially, you know, they rush to the internet and say, you know, my thoughts and prayers are with the people of, in this case, Las Vegas. And then, although this shooting is a little different because there's been a lot of confusion around this. A lot of times with other shootings, you know, it's been made pretty clear, even by the shooter, why they're doing it.
Yeah.
But I think, like you said, the sad truth is people are eventually going to forget about this.
Yep.
And I think that's really, really sad because, I mean, even let's take a tragedy as bad as, you know, September 11th, 2001. I was 3. So I don't remember it happening, but I know that, I mean, it's the worst attack on American soil probably ever. It was awful. And now you see people making vines trying to joke about it on the internet all the time now. And I think that's terrible. I think that's extremely disrespectful to the people who lost their lives in that attack. I think it's awful. I think it's terribly disrespectful to the people and the first responders that perished in that situation. I think it's terrible.
Yeah.
And so people either forget about it or they try to make jokes about it. And I think that's sad.
Yeah, yeah. And I do think there's... Yeah, that is definitely sad, and I think I do think 9/11 is one of those things that even as it fades from people's minds, I still think that might be around for a little while. But I you know, again, with even with something that large, it's still not that heavy in the public eye. Do you know what I mean? And yeah. while I do believe that will impact modern history for generations, I almost think it's because of events like that shootings that happen like this have become so commonplace. And as sad as that is, it's, you know, it is another shooting. But anyway, to get into the bulk of the article here, it goes on to say, now the nation is faced with a choice. Now this is one of the sentences I read, and I love the sentence. The nation is faced with a choice. Do we ban guns? Do we put stricter regulations on guns? Or do we turn a blind eye and pretend that this never happened?
And that sentence ends with a period. There's no question
mark. There's no question mark.
So it's a statement.
It's a statement. I don't want to make fun of people's grammar too much, so I don't either. So the way this argument is phrased, you're given three options: ban guns, stricter regulations on guns, or do nothing. You know, and just turn a blind eye and pretend like this never happened. Genius way to phrase an argument if that's where you want to go with this. Because those are your only three choices. Well, man, we better just restrict those guns. Because those are the only options we have, Lucas. That's it, man.
Yeah, no, and if you disagree on banning guns or putting stricter regulations on guns,
you're just turning a blind eye.
Oh yeah, and you just want to pretend that it never happened. You heartless, soulless creature.
And I don't want to read too much into this, but yes, that's a very poorly worded argument because it doesn't provide the whole picture.
Yeah, and you know, I cannot judge what I think actually maybe the editor of the paper wrote this. I don't know for sure. I think this is editorial.
Yep.
Okay. I can't judge any motives written behind this. And so that could have just been a mistake, or that is someone who purposefully trying to show that gun control is the only way to go in this situation.
Yeah.
I happen to disagree.
Yeah, yeah, and I definitely concur there. I think there are more options available, and I think we can get into that more at the end of the article. Mm-hmm. But suffice it to say, we're not limited to those two options. I think there needs to be a broader discussion about that. So this goes on to continue. So that non-question is then kind of answered here. The ignorant thing to do would be to ignore the situation in its entirety. And I agree with that statement. 100%.
Yeah, that's fine. Yes. That's fine. I agree.
I do think something needs to be done. So it says, what seems like the correct choice in many people's eyes is to do away with guns completely. Why do we need them? What good are they? They have only caused harm and no good. Other countries have done away with them and are fine.
Oh, I love this next sentence.
Countries that have banned them have proven records of decreased gun-related violence. Seems legit, right?
Okay, now before we go on, I'm sorry. I don't want to make fun of spelling or people's grammar.
And you're going to go on to make fun of spelling and grammar here, aren't you?
But I'm going to do it just this once.
Okay.
So, anybody listening, you can't really read, you can't read the article. You're not reading it with us. So, countries that have banned, the word banned in this article is spelled B-A-N-D. Banned weapons. So, are they talking about, like, fully automatic trumpets? Or,
yes.
Like, tubas Dude, those, that shoot
those things
rockets?
Are lethal. Those things are lethal.
I thought, like, back in the, you know, back in the 90s, I thought those things got taken off the streets.
Anyway,
I would also like to ask, and this is legit, this is for real here. Other countries have done away with them and are fine. Countries that have banned them, meaning, you know, weapons or guns, firearms, have proven records of decreased gun-related violence.
Well, duh. But what about violence in general?
What's your source?
And the other source, yeah, I do agree there. Like, where are you getting that information from?
What is your, like, where's your proof that countries that have done away with guns are fine? What's your definition of fine?
Right. Well, and they don't even necessarily say fine. It just says they're decreased gun-related violence. That doesn't mean people are not still driving trucks into crowds.
Exactly.
It doesn't mean they're not walking up to street. I mean, like in Israel, I mean, somebody will walk. I mean, they don't ban guns, but, you know, there was a dude, you know, like 6 months to a year ago, he walked up to like 8 people on the street and stabbed them. Like,
yeah.
you could still, like, there's still plenty of ways to kill mass amounts of people.
Exactly. So, I mean, like, what's next? Are we going to ban people from driving? Like, no, sorry, you're not, nobody's allowed to have a vehicle anymore.
Right.
No, sorry, you can't have a butter knife because you might murder someone.
Exactly. And kind of at the, kind of towards the top of what the writer was saying, they said, why do we need them? As in guns there. Well, and they also said the correct choice in many people's eyes is to do away with guns completely. I do not know that that's the majority opinion. So that's a little presumptuous, but it says, why do we need guns? And I think the thing people don't realize is that we don't have guns. The only people, and again, to clarify, I do not personally own a firearm, but I'm just talking in general about people. If the people do not own guns, the only people who own guns are the government.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think people completely understand that. Like, do you, and guns control society, right? Threat of death is what keeps a lot of people from committing crimes, right? Or at least it's supposed to. It doesn't really work, but you know what I mean. Do we really want the government to be the only people that have guns?
Yeah, personally, I would say no. Absolutely not.
I think that's the question I would pose to people. And maybe your answer is yes, right? Maybe like, yes, I only want the government to have guns. But I don't know. I would encourage people to think about that.
I would also like to point out that a lot of the people that think that the government should be the only people to have guns are probably, maybe... A lot of them are the same people who hate the police. So,
well, I don't know that those realize... those aren't necessarily the same groups of people though. They could be.
They could be. I think at least some of the people that think that citizens shouldn't have guns at all are people that also, you know, hate the police, protest the police, think that all of them are racist and terrible people. If we as citizens don't also have guns, then the only people that are going to have guns are the police and the military.
Right. I'm just speaking from my perspective here. I appreciate the police. I don't love the police. And I definitely believe there is corruption in many police forces.
Well, sure.
I don't want, I believe there are cops that are racist, right? I don't want them to be the only guys with guns. Like,
sure. I mean, there are people everywhere. There are people everywhere that are racist. There are bad people everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. Bigotry will exist until the world comes to an end. Like, that's just a fact.
Like, sorry. I mean, I would love for it to end.
Yes.
That'd be awesome. I would love for people to just be able... Like, I wish people could just get along and not have to have guns. But that's not reality.
Right.
Like, there just are bad people.
Yeah. And that I think is the sad truth.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, just some things to think about there. Did you have anything to add?
No, I'm saving something here till once we get farther down the article.
Okay, sounds good. So next paragraph continues. It's a difficult choice to take either side on. Sometimes in moments of fear, we make choices that we think are beneficial that can end up harming us in the long run. Patriot Act. Okay.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Look at the end game from 9/11. Hey, there you go. They're making my point. Airport security wasn't even a real thing until after that attack. Precautions and procedure have a place and a time, but is this the time to ban guns? So using 9/11 as an example, which I would actually point to as an example of an overreaction. I mean, so much of our privacy has been violated as a result of the Patriot Act that was passed as a result of 9/11. That's not okay.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, do I think that the Patriot Act was passed under good intentions? Sure.
Yeah. No, I think even at the time, most lawmakers meant well. I definitely think there were probably some that just wanted the power, but I definitely think there were those that meant well. We gave up our freedom in a moment of fear, and we're still paying pay the price for that for a long time.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's really sad because now we live in a society where the government is able to, you know, listen in on or infiltrate anything, any part of your life. You can be tracked, listened to, edited. I mean, it's for even, you know, normal law-abiding citizens. I don't want my privacy invaded. I have my private life, and I just don't want everybody to know about every single little thing about me.
Exactly.
But unfortunately, because of the Patriot Act, the government has access to everything about us.
Yep.
And I don't think that's right.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want the same thing to happen in this situation. As much as I think we need to pay attention to gun violence and we need to find a solution, we need to be careful of not handing our power over to the government and saying, hey, you guys take care of this. Because they're gonna screw us over every single time. That's what they've proven.
Yeah, no, exactly. And, you know, Benjamin Franklin said that those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety.
I've heard that quote, but I didn't realize he said temporary safety.
Well, that's what I'm reading here. That
yeah,
could be
I did not realize he said temporary. Safety. That makes that quote so much better because it's true that safety would only be temporary because, again, when the government's the only people that have the guns, we're in trouble.
Yeah, absolutely. Why don't we go just a little bit farther down this article, and then I've got another little thing that I wanted to add to this.
Okay, yeah, sounds good. So the next paragraph reads, "What happened in Vegas?" So sorry, this is a quote from a sophomore student. "What happened in Vegas was absolutely devastating. Unfortunately, there is no law that will ever fix the problem of evil. Regulating gun ownership does nothing but harm law-abiding citizens. A person who intends to do evil does not stop and ponder the legality of his decisions."
Okay, that's really good right there. I agree.
I agree with that. I think it's kind of random that they dropped this quote in the middle of this article. Because they've kind of been going the other direction all of a sudden. Because I don't see any other context for this quote. Like, it's just kind of dropped in there.
Yeah, and that's another thing that I'm going to add eventually. Because once we get to the other quotes by students... I actually do have something I would like to say about their inclusion of this particular quote here, which I happen to agree with. And actually, the student that was interviewed here, I am in Intro to Philosophy with.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. But, you know, it is, it's, I definitely agree. You know, like she said, regulating gun ownership does nothing but harm law-abiding citizens. A person who intends to do evil does not stop and ponder the legality of his decisions. I guess I just don't understand how people think that making it harder for good people to get guns makes less gun-related crimes. Criminals are criminals. Like, they don't follow the law. They're not going to say, oh, well, you know, I have to do a background check to get a gun. Well, I guess I'm just not going to get a gun. There are people that can buy guns illegally all the time.
Yep.
It's everywhere. I was reading a statistic somewhere that, like, there's a certain percentage. I think it's, like, I can't remember what it is, but it's a large percentage of gun-related crimes are committed with guns that were not purchased legally.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're going to break the law no matter what.
Exactly.
Criminals are going to try to kill people no matter what.
The only thing that gun regulation would do is disarm honest citizens.
Exactly.
Which is not... That's not the direction we want to head.
No, not at all.
Definitely. So that was good. A little random, but I definitely appreciate that the writer of this article did kind of offer some opposing opinions.
Yeah, and you know, I'm glad that quote even got included at all.
Yeah. It definitely seems a little copy-pasted in there, but I appreciate it's in the article.
Sure, yeah.
Definitely. So paragraph after this reads, looking forward at the bigger picture, something we can do as students, something we can do now, is prepare ourselves. Learning about gun control and active shooter response benefits not only us, but the community surrounding us. Ignorance is not always bliss, especially when it comes to guns. Knowledge is power, so let's educate ourselves. Let's be proactive instead of inactive. And I totally agree. I think education is important. I think learning how to deal, especially because a lot of these situations, as far as in the moment, there's nothing you can really do, right?
Sure.
So I think it is important to learn how to deal with a situation like this. I know my university does drills on active shooter situations. They don't usually run smoothly, but we still run them. And I definitely think it's important to learn about these things. So I definitely agree that's important.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think it's important for everybody to be at least somewhat prepared in the event that there is an active shooter situation. I mean, it'd be terrible if, you know, I've heard stories about this Las Vegas shooting that there were former soldiers in the crowd and they were helping out the wounded. They kind of knew what to do. They were trying to help people get to safety. They were protecting people. So there were definitely people that were prepared for active shooter situations, but I don't think there are enough people that are prepared, including myself.
Yeah, you know, and I would concur with that. I mean, I really do wish that was more of a thing that was at least done in communities, if not universities or whatever. Like, I mean, you know, there are days for first aid. There are days for, you know, just different situations. I think we should take the time to educate ourselves and educate others about how to deal with situations like this, especially because they're becoming more commonplace.
Yeah, absolutely. I would be interested to know what the editor means by learning about gun control. I wonder if...
Maybe they mean just about the policies in general. Just like the concept of it, and kind of understanding it, to at least be able to educate yourself on what gun control means.
Yeah, sure. I mean, that would make sense, and that's what I'm guessing.
Yeah, and I 100% agree with that too. Like, whether you are for or against gun control, you know, that's fine. Make sure you understand, you know, what the situation's about. And I don't claim to be an expert on the situation by any means, but I have done a decent amount of research to try to get an idea.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I also have, like, I've done just enough studying into
just
this
enough that, like, to be dangerous.
Pretty much. Yeah. or just enough to, like, that I can form my own opinion and think that it's at least somewhat informed.
Exactly.
I think it's really dangerous for people to be listening or reading people and just saying, okay, yeah, that's, I believe that. Yes.
Exactly. Exactly. And then, and actually, yeah, when we get into the quotes from students, I do want to talk about one of those because I really liked it.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, so moving on, same paragraph. One opportunity in the coming future is an active shooter response training. Our school wants to provide us with training so that if a situation ever did arise where there was a shooting on campus, we would be empowered and confident to react. And then this is a quote from the residence director. I'm very grateful this university is taking the steps to make time to properly educate students on what to do in the event of a shooting. I hope it is never something our community faces, but I believe it's important to always be operating under the on the preventative side of things rather than reactive whenever it's possible. And which that pretty much adds to just what we were saying about the paragraph above.
Sure, yeah, that, and I think I'd have to agree with that.
Yeah.
That's, you know, that's fine.
Definitely, definitely. So the last paragraph, sorry. The last paragraph reads, guns are not the problem. Violence is never, I'll finish the paragraph and then start commenting. Violence is never a people problem. It's a heart problem. No law can or will fix the heart of those who sow evilness inside themselves. There's only one person who can fix it, and that's Jesus. As Christians, we are called to love. In cases like what happened in Vegas, we can only help, pray, and hope. As Christians, we are not called to condemn, but to convey our faith through actions. God did not call us to a spirit of fear or timidity, but to courage. We are not meek. We are not weak. We are made for so much more than what the devil wants to count us out for, so don't let him. Advocate for what you believe and be the change you wish to see. The first two sentences there, guns are not the problem, violence, okay, well, so guns are not the problem. So the first half of this article, reading through it, and this is my first time reading all the way through it, they definitely seem to be like, hey, we need to ban guns, you know, get them out of the hands of the wrong people. And then at the bottom, it's like, yeah, you know, guns aren't really the problem. I don't know, I feel like halfway through, the writer, like, just all of a sudden, like, it almost feels like the first half and the second half were written by two different people.
It really does.
Because the tone, like what you're saying in the first half of the article does not match what they're saying in the second half of the article. Guns are not the problem. Violence is never a people problem. It's a heart problem. Now, that second sentence is confusing me a little bit. It says violence is never a people problem. It's a heart problem. Do you know what they mean by that?
You know, I don't know for sure. I mean, I think... Yeah, I think people that do decide to shoot other people in cold blood, yeah, I think they
there's a problem with that person. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't.
Yeah, I mean, there also could be, you know, their heart, obviously, as a Christian, I believe their heart obviously isn't in the right place.
Yeah, definitely.
If they think that they're just going to, you know, I want to just go shoot a bunch of people today. I think, yeah, there's something wrong with your heart, but there's also definitely something wrong with you.
Yeah.
Like, if you decide to do that.
I definitely agree there. But, I mean, even here it says, no law can or will fix the heart of those who sow evilness inside themselves, you know, and it goes on from there. But I think that makes a lot of the point right there, is this idea. I think that makes a lot of the point in that this idea that a law is going to change things. And to kind of summarize my overall viewpoints on this, just, you know, this is, you know, as best I can. I think we need to respond to situations like this. I do not believe that advocating for the, like, I don't think saying, hey, there's a problem, government, here's some power, why don't you take care of it? That's not how we should respond. How we should respond is by helping those around us. And yes, I did not know the shooter in Las Vegas. I couldn't have done anything to help that situation. But you know what I can do? I can take those people around me. I can take, you know, everyone that's in my sphere of influence. I can love them. I can pray for them, and I can help them when they need it. And that's the only way situations like this are going to change, is at an individual level. And instead of taking the responsibility that needs to happen and give it to the government, we need to take personal responsibility and take a look at those around us and make sure we're loving them and treating them the way we should be.
Yeah, I don't think I could have said that any better. That's exactly how it has to work. We can't say that because one or a few people have done some really bad things, that just means everybody can't have that or do that. I don't know. It's hard because, you know, you don't want things to happen. You know, I wish that I could keep, you know, deadly weapons out of the hands of bad people. But that's just, you can't do that. It's just impossible. No. They will, bad people will always find a way to hurt other people.
And it's incredibly sad. And, you know, and it definitely, you know, my heart hurts for all of the people, all of the families, all the individuals affected by both this Vegas shooting and other shootings like that. But exactly what you're saying is what's, you know, that's the sad truth, that we cannot stop bad people simply by taking away their means of committing evil, because they'll just find another way to commit evil.
Yeah, no, exactly. And, you know, I think it's really sad that people think that we need to get rid of all guns. Because, like I said, you know, criminals will find a way to get weapons. And if we are taking ways, if we're taking away methods of and ways of for citizens, for good people to defend themselves and to defend other people, I think that's just going to cause more problems than it's going to fix. I personally, I don't think more gun laws is going to help.
Yeah.
If someone doesn't want to own a gun, that's fine. I don't own a gun yet. I would like to get one sometime. But, and it's not because I'm afraid of a shooter. It's just that, look, if something ever were to happen and there was something I could have done to help or to stop it and I didn't, I don't know how I could live with that. Especially if it's a loved one that's being attacked or other innocent people. If good people have to just sit by and watch other good people die, that's terrible.
No.
So, like you said here towards the beginning of the article, there are quotes. A few comments here. There's four comments from students on campus.
And I thought this was good. You know, just kind of get a perspective of the campus itself. So the first one's from a sophomore. And you're going to love, I read this one, Lucas. I was like, oh, he's going to love this. It said, the Second Amendment is undoubtedly important, but should be reformed so that only responsible law-abiding citizens may possess firearms. So let me ask you a question, Lucas. Who decides what a responsible law-abiding citizen is?
That is such a good question. Is it up to the government to decide? Oh, this person's very responsible and law-abiding. They can have a firearm.
And what about people that, you know, speak out against the government and things like that? Would they be considered irresponsible, non-law-abiding citizens?
Oh, totally. Especially with the previous administration. If you said anything negative about President Obama or anything about his administration, oh, you're just a racist, bigot, terrible person. You're just awful. You're un-American.
And I'd say a lot of the same things are coming out of the current administration too. I mean,
sure. No, absolutely. Absolutely. It's just, yeah. So I think people that happen to disagree with the current administration or the current regime, like, yeah, sorry, but they're going to consider you not responsible or law abiding. And they're going to, because you disagree with them, they're not going to let you have a firearm.
Exactly. I think that's the fundamental flaw with that. But I just read that and I was like, oh man, this is going to be exciting. That's good. All right. So the next quote's from a junior. This person says, I think gun control honestly has a good meaning behind it. There's definitely a base for taking away semi-automatic rifles and mods to make those rifles fully auto. But I think that a full ban or strict control wouldn't stop criminals from obtaining them. Drugs are illegal, and we all know that hasn't stopped criminals from trafficking and acquiring them, and I will do my best to stay away from getting into a discussion about the drug war.
Yeah, because we can, that's another podcast.
It's like another whole topic. But I think this person, I don't know, I feel like they're trying to figure things out. Because at first they're like, oh yeah, I think we should ban stuff, then they're also like, yeah, I don't think it'd do a lot of good. So I don't know exactly what they're advocating for. But I, you know, I also don't know what situation these quotes were grabbed in either. If they just like randomly walked up to somebody on the street and was like, how do you feel about gun control?
Yeah, sure. And I think that's absolutely true, because at the beginning of his quote, yeah, it sounds like he's saying, I think there, he says there's definitely a base for taking away semi-automatic rifles and mods to make those safe rifles fully auto. But I think that a full ban or strict control wouldn't stop criminals from obtaining them. So what's your definition of strict control?
Right. Well, yeah. He's like, all right, let's take away semi-automatic and full auto guns. So that's most of the guns right there.
Yeah.
But then the bad guys are still going to get guns anyway.
Exactly. And even if, okay, let's suppose that only, like, bolt-action rifles are, like, the only guns you can get. Like, World War One, like, Springfield rifles. I was listening to another radio show, and someone had called in to talk about, of course, the Vegas shooting. And this guy, he... I can't remember if it was this guy, but I can't remember if he was a member of the NRA or not, but he was someone that clearly understood guns very well. And he said that, okay, let's assume that this guy had a bolt action rifle instead of whatever gun he had in this, because there's still a debate as to whether it was automatic or a bump stock. The caller said that the type of bullet and the velocity at which the bullet would travel from a bolt-action rifle would not just hurt one person, because the bullet would go through one person and into another.
Dang.
This guy was saying, you know, cinder block walls and vehicles hiding behind them. I mean, the only thing that's going to help you with is that the shooter may not be able to see you. That bullet will absolutely penetrate walls, vehicles, almost any kind of cover. So, I mean, again, semi-automatic rifle, like, you don't need necessarily a machine gun or a semi-automatic rifle to kill a lot of people.
Exactly. Ultimately, I think that's the main point. Okay, let's see, we have a sophomore, and quote from this student is, "It's sad that we are to the point needing the training in case of an active shooter. Having the training equips students to have confidence in themselves if a situation ever did arise. It's super cool that provides that training for us."
And we'll have to bleep that out, because that's the name of the school.
Oh, snot. Oh, sorry. I just read it, and then it was like, oh yeah.
Yeah. No, it's okay. All right. We have to protect the innocent.
We just doxed the school. Yeah, no, that's good.
They're gonna find me.
It'll be good. All right, and again, just talking about education, and as always, ultimately, I think that's the point I want to make from this episode. Whether you 100% disagree with us and think all guns should be banned, that's fine. I just want to encourage people to consider viewpoints, consider maybe sides you haven't heard before, and I don't know, just educate yourself. I think that's invaluable.
Amen to that.
And I think that's why I love the last quote so much, from a freshman. The quote is, "Being honest, I don't have an opinion because I don't know much about it."
Thank you.
Thank you. I think you're better than Lucas and I and anyone in this article, because, you know, you're just straight up like, you know, I'm honest. I don't know a lot. I need to go figure this out. So thank you for that. And that's what I encourage everyone at home to do is, you know, if you don't know a lot about this, that's awesome. And if you have a different opinion, that's cool. But if you don't know a lot about this, educate yourself. Read articles, listen to people, or just look at what actually happened in the situation and, you know, form your own opinions. Because ultimately, I'm fine if you disagree with me as long as you're thinking for yourself. And that's what I encourage anyone else. Because, I don't want you to listen to me just because I said something.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And this is where I'm going to go on, here's my last shebang about this. And I'm going to say things that people will disagree with. And this is just, you know, what I believe. And it's from this little thing called the Constitution of the United States. So there's this thing that the first person mentioned. It's called the Second Amendment. And it reads, I'm holding my pocket constitution right here, and I quote, "A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, end quote. Yeah, so basically what our founders are talking about here is not even necessarily citizens shooting citizens. We're talking about free states being able to defend themselves from an oppressive government. And if the citizens don't have any guns, and if the government is the only group that has guns, then there goes our freedom. Potentially, there goes our freedom. Gone. Because if the government decides, you know what, we're just going to run everything you do. We're going to go to Nazi Germany, we're going to have the secret police after you, then we've got nothing. There's nothing we can do to defend ourselves at that point. It's necessary to the security of a free state. And, so the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That's law. That is the law. That the government shouldn't regulate or tell people what kind of firearms they can or can't own. People need to be able to defend themselves against anything, whether that is, a guy with a machine gun or whatever at a concert in Vegas, or a man that enters a school to shoot kids, or if it's a government that decides they want to just take over everything and run every single aspect of our lives. I think that's why the Second Amendment is so important, because it says pretty clearly that people are allowed to keep and bear arms, that we should be allowed to own them, and we are allowed to use them in the defense of ourselves and others.
That's good.
That's about all I got to say about that.
Awesome. Awesome.
Man. I don't want to talk myself into a corner, and if I did, I apologize.
No, I think that's good. I think that's good, and I appreciate that point of view. Do you have anything else, Lucas?
No, I don't think so, except nothing. I have nothing else to say.
Okay, that works. Thank you guys so much for listening. We really appreciate it. We'll hopefully be back next week with more entertainment and politics. I think we'll close this out.
All right. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. We'll catch you next time.
Bye.